And as always, at this time, the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And Jeff, let's introduce our Athlete of the Week.
All right, our Athlete of the Week this week from Adrian High School, freshman soccer player Ayla Tindall. Welcome, Ayla.
Hi.
So, quite a year so far. I mean, first of all, you get past a Chelsea team that Adrian hasn't scored on in 3 years, and then to beat them 3-2, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it was, like, really scary going into it. Like, we were all, like, really nervous. But then when we started playing, we were like, oh, we got this. We're really confident. At the end, we, like, really went through with it. And I'm really proud of how we played. And, like, we worked really well.
Well, I know this is, a different year. You got a lot of youth on this team, a lot of young players. And, you know, your accomplishment last week, two games with 5 goals, and then you scored all 3 last night as well. And so for a team that hasn't scored a lot of goals in the last few years to put up numbers like this so far, you've got to be very excited about the possibilities of this season.
I am. I really am. I'm really excited to see, like, where this is going to go in the future. And, like, I'm so happy with, like, everything that's, like, came up. And I'm really excited to see how, like, the season is going to go.
So did you know coming in this year with the young girls that were coming in and with the roster that was already there that this was going to be a different year than, you know, what you were hearing about as a junior high student?
Yeah, yeah. Like, we went to the soccer games, and everybody was like, oh, it's the freshmen that are coming up. And we were like, yeah, like, let's hope on it. We were like, we're gonna try next year. We're really excited. And, like, to the girls that, like, made varsity, we were, like, all so excited. And we were just so proud of ourselves. Yeah. And I'm so happy for, like, the girls on the team that, like, were, like, scared. And I was like, you got it. You got it. You're pushing through with it.
Well, nice.
Can you tell us, how did you get started playing soccer? Is this something recent, or have you been playing this for quite a while?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was, like, 8. I've, like, went from FCA to, like, Celine to Liverpool to Michigan Tigers. That's, like, my recent team. And, like, we've been doing really good, and I'm just so happy. I don't really know what else to say. The girls that I, like, play with are really positive, and, like, if you're, like, down on the field, they're like, it's okay. You got it. Just keep going. Just keep pushing. And I'm just like, I'm so happy you're here.
Well, give us some of the names of your teammates.
Yeah, so, like, Michigan Tigers are, like,
the Adrian girls.
Okay,
Adrian girl.
So
yeah.
We got Bridget, Jaden at our defense, and they're really good. They know how to play. We got Sienna on the right side, and we have Jaylee in midfield, and they're amazing. They know how to cross, they know how to talk, and they deserve their playing time.
Well, the goalie has got to be important too.
Yes, Lily is amazing. I'm so proud of her. She worked her butt off yesterday, and I don't know what else to say for there. She did so good, and I'm just so proud of her.
Now, what, she had like eight saves or something like that?
I think it was 9, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. As far as, you know, you playing, you know, a lot of the travel that gets you to a higher level, and how have you experienced the varsity high school competition compared to what you've been used to playing in your travel and your club stuff?
That's a really good question. I'd say there's teams that are really, really tough.
Mm-hmm.
And it does remind me of, like, my Michigan Tigers team, and, like, so it means I have to play smarter. Sometimes I don't really have to play as fast. And, like, our team for Adrian, they know how to play. And so they're like, okay, we got to just start thinking a little bit more. We don't really have to have, like, speed. I mean, sometimes if, like, there's certain people that are, like, not the fastest, like, it's not really about the speed. So we're like, just got to have ball control.
Right. Yeah, just know your strengths and play to those strengths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is it's fun, and it's again a fun time to be part of this program with the youth movement coming up. How have the older players on the team accepted your, you know, that freshman group that's coming in, and how well you're playing?
So our seniors,
yeah,
our seniors have been really sweet about it. They're like, you guys deserve your playing time, and we really appreciate them. Like, it's their last year, and they don't have to do what they're doing now.
Right.
And we just really love how they're just, like, welcoming us in to this. And, yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Well, and I think, you know, it helps to be part of that team and be a part of a winning program and instead of struggling some, too. So that makes it really nice. So do you play any other sports besides soccer?
Well, I did play, like, volleyball, basketball, and, like, I did do track. But this year I'm just like, I want to settle down. I want to focus on my main sport because this is where, oh, colleges are coming to watch your games.
Right.
And you got to make sure you're, like, there. You got to make sure that's all you're focusing on.
So that's your plans is you want to take this to the next level.
Yes, that is my plan. I'm trying to make it to the U.S. Women's National Team. That is 100% my plan.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Let's talk a little bit about the SEC. You got plenty of games coming up. Who are some of the other teams that are going to be marked on your calendar as a tough game?
Parma, LCS, and Tecumseh. Tecumseh has always been our rivals.
Right.
And to see how they play, because I've watched them play, they are really well-spoken. And so we have to watch out for that, and we have to be more, like, quick with the ball. First touches is supposed to be key in this game. And so we should really struggle with these teams, but that's what brings us closer together.
Yeah.
And like yesterday's game, we became really connected after that. We were all really happy, and like tears were shed, and we were just really happy to be there with each other.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's always great when you're winning.
Yeah, when you take on a team that you haven't scored on in 3 years and beat them 3-2 and play that well. So it's nice to, as you said, come together as a team because it's still very early in the season and everybody's still learning their roles and how they're going to be able to contribute. And so to start off so well, it probably does make it a little easier for players to accept their roles as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, these girls are, like, so positive. I think I already said that, but
yeah,
they just are, and I love playing with them. And, like, I'm just really excited to see how it's going to go in the future. Like, these girls have so much potential in them. They're really dedicated to the game. And, yeah, that's
great.
What it is.
We got to take a quick break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back with our Athlete of the Week.
Get ready to send your kids to Lenawee's hottest summer camps. Career exploration camps at the LISD Tech Center begin on June 19th and conclude on July 14th. These affordable week-long camps are designed to be hands-on, minds-on, as campers age 6 to 17 explore career opportunities in engineering, healthcare, robotics, science, and more. Registration opens April 18th at 5 p.m. and spots fill quickly. Learn more by visiting lisd.us/camps.
Back here with Athlete of the Week this week, Ayla Tyndall from Adrian High School Soccer. And Ayla, one more question for me. Talk about the team aspect and what are some of the things that you do really well and maybe some things you got to work on?
We have good communication at some points. Like when we talk, we're like, oh, I'm here. Just play me the ball. Just you got to trust me. And like we have good on that. And our spacing, we know how to space. And, like, if we have to defend, we're like, okay, you got that ball, I get the second ball. And, like, we're just really, like, connected in that way. But some things we do, like, kind of struggle on is some communication. Like, oh, are you defending her or am I? Like, things like that really get in the way of, like, oh, now the ball is thrown in and we don't know who we're defending.
Yeah.
And that takes time.
Yeah.
Getting to gel that, yeah.
It's just the third game. I mean, we have like a couple left. We got this.
Yeah, no, and again, as I said before, you know, you're still learning. Everybody's learning the roles and learning. I mean, even the way you communicate, you know, you may say something that they're not used to it, or they may say something to you that they're used to saying you're not, you know. So just that communication side and everybody kind of getting on that same page. And as you said, you've got some time left, and to start off like you have is awesome. So congratulations on that. And so,
thank you so much.
Once again, Ayla Tindall, our yes. Athlete of the Week by LISD.
Yep, and continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Ayla, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back with more of Inside the Cave after we pause for these words. You're Inside the Cave with Jeff Bowman and Pat Hayes.